Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. It is Friday, October 30th, 2015, and I'm Leanne McAdoo. Here's what's coming up tonight.
Tonight, Obama talks boots on the ground in Syria. Then, a look back at the occult origins of Halloween. And supposed intellectuals want you to destroy jack-o'-lanterns for the Earth. That's next.
We need to eradicate the world of these orange beasts. They're going to ruin us. We're all going to die. We're all going to die.
Look at these evil pumpkins. They have come from beyond to ruin the biosphere.
Good, Green Police. Good. You working with the other politically correct people, banning the word mother and father, and banning Halloween costumes have proven how liberal you are. Now, just relax for a moment. Go assemble the enemy over there, Fritz.
Type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
My answer is simple. I will not put American boots on the ground in Syria. I will not pursue an open-ended action like Iraq or Afghanistan. I will not pursue a prolonged air campaign like Libya or Kosovo. This would be a targeted strike to achieve a clear objective, deterring the use of chemical weapons and degrading Assad's capabilities.
After Obama announced that he's going to deploy no troops to Syria, today, he says he's going to be putting some boots on the ground. So, of course, he's broken all of the other promises he's made. So what's the difference now? Now, U.S. officials did confirm today Special Forces soldiers will be deployed on the ground in Syria. Fewer than 50, they say, will be deployed in the region to train, advise, and assist vetted opposition forces. According to this official, they said this does not mark a change in U.S. strategy, but rather an intensification of the campaign in Syria. So basically now we're going to put boots on the ground to train, advise, and assist all of those moderate rebels, are also known as ISIS. Basically, we are now in a proxy war with Russia. So stay tuned to that. I'm sure there will be more news coming out of Syria. Now, this was interesting breaking today. The RNC has pulled out of the debate that was to air on NBC on February 26th. They say after that ridiculous treatment that they received at this last debate, they're now pulling out of NBC, the network, altogether. Now, this was RNC Chairman Reince Priebus. He wrote in a letter to NBC News, he said, while debates are meant to include tough questions and contrast candidates' visions and policies for the future of America, CNBC's moderators engaged in a series of gotcha questions, petty and mean-spirited in tone, and they were designed to embarrass our candidates. We are suspending the partnership with NBC News. So we all witness that with our own eyes. Of course, the establishment media got called out on their blatant bias. Perhaps this can finally be the wake-up call that America needs to see the blatant left bias in the media. So be sure to tune into InfoWars.com whenever there is a presidential debate going on, and we will be live giving you our commentary on those debates. Now, here's another thing coming out of Russia. Putin, once again, sticking it to Obama, and he is basically saying anthropogenic climate change is a geostrategic weapon. And he's just saying globalists want to undermine Russia's thriving energy sector. He characterized climate change as a fraud. He's saying it's used to prevent Russia from tapping its vast oil and natural gas reserves. Greenpeace claims that 85% of CO2 equivalent emissions in Russia come from its energy industry. So got to give it to Putin once again, calling out Obama and this globalist regime.
President Barack Obama is not a world leader. Obama may be led by the New World Order, but that qualifies about as much as the Nobel Peace Prize Obama received for reaching out to the Muslim world. And oh, how Obama reached out. ISIS is eternally grateful for all of his help. Obama's Nobel Peace Prize is equivalent to Milli Vanilli's Grammy Award. And like theirs, the Nobel Peace Prize should be returned. When it comes to the load of bull Obama has been shoveling in the global arena for the last 7 years, it turns out a vast majority of the people can cut right through the rubbish and red tape. That's why 89% of Russians, 2 out of 3 Britons, and 94% of Americans, according to a New York Daily News poll, support Russian President Vladimir Putin. Putin, fresh off of single-handedly altering the dynamic in the Middle East, now says global warming is being used as an economic weapon against his country. He characterized climate change as a fraud used to prevent Russia from tapping its vast oil and natural gas reserves. Putin's senior economic advisor from the early 2000s, Andrei Ilyurinov, told the New York Times, "We found that while climate change does exist, it is cyclical, and the anthropogenic role is very limited. It became clear that the climate is a complicated system, and that so far, the evidence presented for the need to fight global warming was rather unfounded."
Myth of Arctic meltdown. Stunning satellite images show ice cap is thicker and covers 1.7 million square kilometers. Look, and it's the same thing for the south. This is the Arctic ice shelf. This is 2012, and you can see this is 2014. Much bigger, with the entire northern passage for ships completely blocked off. I mean, that is a fact that he said that by 2013 it would be completely gone, and it's now the biggest ever recorded by satellites.
Greenpeace and the World Wildlife Fund have complained Russia does not consult them on its climate policies. "It is their opinion. It does not reflect anything, and it is not objective," said Alexander Badritsky. As Putin focuses on the reality of Russia's global priorities, President Obama will sail into the end of a catastrophic occupation of the U.S. presidency after raising the debt ceiling in yet another backdoor overnight deal, lifting the spending caps and increasing them to $80 billion over 2 years, as the fragile U.S. economy careens toward a $20 trillion debt, an increase of over 70% since Obama took office.
Raising the debt ceiling, which has been done over 100 times, does not increase our debt. It does not somehow promote profligacy. All it does is it says, you got to pay the bills that you've already racked up, Congress.
Obama's legacy of enacting numerous Bilderberg brain children will be the very global knots, future world leaders, the likes of Russia's Putin, Iceland's President Grimson, and Hungary's President Adder will find themselves untying far into the future. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
So just to point out some of the blatant hypocrisy with this global warming and this man-made climate change. Now, we reported a couple years ago the EPA was banning wood-burning stoves. They were banning over 80% of the production and sale of America's current wood-burning stoves. This is the oldest heating method known to mankind, and it's the mainstay of rural homes and, of course, the nation's poorest families there. So they banned wood-burning stoves that didn't limit fine airborne particulate emissions to a maximum of 12 microgram limit. So just to put that in context, the EPA estimates that secondhand smoke from tobacco in a closed car can expose a person to 3,000 to 4,000 micrograms of particulates per cubic meter. Now, the big issue here with these wood-burning stoves and tobacco, cigarettes, as well as, you know, what's coming out of your car exhaust is benzene, this known carcinogen benzene. It can cause lung cancer as well as birth defects. And based on what a lot of people were reporting coming out of the toxic landfill, the radioactive landfill in St. Louis, what the residents could confirm there was benzene. And just take a look at this video that we shot while we were in St. Louis. This is at an EPA Superfund site. This is an EPA Superfund site on fire. The leachate is leaking now. We can see it coming out. They are trying to scoop up as much of this material as they possibly can. 10,000 gallons of this stuff has now leaking, and they're trying to clean this up as fast as they can. This is a crazy scene down here at the Westlake landfill. Leah McAdoo reporting for Infowars.com. I know this is crazy, but we are back here out at the Westlake landfill. Wanted to go ahead and get some Geiger counter readings of our own, just for our own peace of mind. Really lucky to report that they're sticking around the high 40s, not going up to that threshold, that radiation threshold that we're warned about. Now, what you witnessed last night was the leachate leak here. And of course, leachate is liquid that moves throughout the landfill. And what it does is it's collecting those undesirable particulates that are in the landfill. It's not really a big deal unless, of course, it leaks out. It can cause pollution and it smells really, really bad. The issue with this landfill is that this is now a radioactive landfill. And so if you are collecting particulates of that radioactive material, and then, of course, the leachate tank suddenly leaks out 10,000 gallons of that fluid, that is not a good thing for this community. And that is why so many people are concerned that this is not a stable site. So if 10 to 11,000 gallons of toxic materials, toxic leachate, bursts out of a landfill where they say they've got everything under control, but clearly they don't. Myself and Josh Owens, as well as many of the residents there, were exposed to this benzene and other harmful toxicants. That's completely okay. The EPA says they've got everything under control, but if you want to light a fire in your fireplace, you need to get taxed for that. Pay something, a little something, something to Al Gore. Now, this is the ridiculousness of our society. So, of course, it's Halloween, which means it's time for the PC butthurt crowd to go into full effect. This time, a school has banned a Hispanic student's racist mariachi Halloween costume. So a student attending a secondary school in Ontario sent a photo of his costume to school officials to ask if he was allowed to wear it, to which the officials said, no, sorry, that costume will not be approved as it is very offensive. Now, the student claimed mariachi as part of his Colombian culture. The school told him that culture was not a costume and to feel free not to participate in the Halloween fun if you can't accept the rules. Because on Halloween, your rights end where other people's feelings begin. And just to let you know that there's no jobs crisis, because here in the PC world, colleges are now designating official Halloween costume sensitivity consultants. That's right. They're putting flyers up all around colleges across the country, telling kids, here are five campus officials that you can get in touch with to discuss the very important issue of whether or not what they will get dressed up as to get drunk will be advancing social justice causes. Same thing for Walmart. They have a little-known trust and safety compliance team, and their job is to basically comb through the some 40,000 costumes that are sold online and make sure that their 140 million shoppers might not be offended by those costumes. So no white hot pants and wig marketed as the Caitlyn Jenner parody costume. I mean, there's so many other ones, but basically these people scour headlines and online products to identify items that might become newly offensive in light of the day's news. So they're doing this every single day, because every single day, social justice warriors and the PC crowd find something completely new to be really upset about. And of course, the latest thing everyone's upset about, pumpkins. Now, Alex Jones and his minion Buckley decided to do something about that.
It's all true. The Energy Department, I have the documents here. The Energy Department says that pumpkins are causing climate change. We need to eradicate the world of these orange beasts. They're going to ruin us. We're all going to die. We're all going to die.
Oh my God, look at these small ones. We can't let them mature. We have to get them now.
The Energy Department says that pumpkins are evil and they're causing climate change. We need to eradicate them from the world. We need to save the universe now. We need to get rid of all these evil pumpkins. They're going to destroy humanity for the future and forever and for your children.
We
destroy them. We're going to smash them into oblivion so they don't exist anymore. We'll get rid of them like the dodo bird.
There's a report out today where the EPA is smashing pumpkins in a new video advertisement saying plants are bad because they increase the carbon footprint. They are now smashing pumpkins, and they're coming out and saying that sunlight is bad for the earth.
I'm bringing these to Alex. He'll know what to do. He'll know what to do with them. I'll follow any order. Doesn't matter how insane.
Master, I have the enemy. I have the enemy. Oh, no. Look at these evil pumpkins. They have come from beyond to ruin the biosphere.
Good, Green Police. Good. You working with the other politically correct people, banning the word mother and father, and banning Halloween costumes, yes, have proven how liberal you are. Now, just relax for a moment. Go assemble the enemy over there for execution. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not satire. The Energy Department and others have called for cutting down trees en masse, living trees, and smashing and destroying pumpkins and not letting people grow pumpkins because they put off carbon dioxide. So do your part. Anything carbon emitting, whether it's your French bulldog or your grandmother, follow the example and the orders of our loving saviors at the Department of Energy. Public education has trained you well. Look at you, a servile, mindless, unscientific idiot giving us total power over all human life, paying money directly to Al Gore, George Soros, and Barack Obama, and the climate exchanges, as well as Lord Rothschild. My minion, you understand by training people that pumpkins should be destroyed. We're training them that you will be destroyed, you worthless crap. So, without further ado, I, the noble eugenicist, will take out the enemy of the people via crossbow. There's always new enemies to fight. Carbon's everywhere on this planet. It's almost like we're carbon-based life forms. And just when they thought they were safe, I found another one. I mean, it's psychotic to say that pumpkins are evil and should be killed. This is a carbon-based life form as well. And that's what they're demonizing. They're setting the precedent that all life is bad because it exhales carbon dioxide, or it puts off carbon dioxide. This is total insanity, and that's why we're here exposing it at InfoWars.com.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a 6-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. Brain Force is here. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been on this the last few months. You probably noticed I've been more crazed, more focused, less brain fog, more energy, more special reports, and it's because of Brain Force.
One of the worst things with most energy products is it's not sustainable, right? You're going to crash and going to feel really bad afterwards. This has a bunch of different antioxidants and compounds and polyphenols.
Everybody's on these drugs to knock their brain out because the brain's so fried.
We kept changing this formula over and over and over again until it became sort of a grand puzzle. For example, the L-theanine inside of it, that is activated by the different compounds in the yerba mate that we put inside of it as well. This just increases the compounds you already have.
This is what you're actually designed to run on.
Exactly.
It's kind of like a car will run on one form of junkie gas, but it runs really good on what it's designed for.
You will find Brain Force, Survival Shield X2, and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com. Or call 888-253-3139.
I want my candy. I want my video games. Why my life?
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. Knockout is back. If you want a product that has 10 known ingredients that naturally get your body to relax, your brain to relax, so you get deep, restful sleep, Knockout's it. InfoWarsLife.com. L-theanine, hops flower extract, lemon balm extract, valerian root extract, chamomile flower extract, L-tryptophan extract, melatonin, and more. All organic, all the natural sources. It's the same price as leading brands of melatonin that are 3 milligrams a piece. It has 3 milligrams, the standard recommended dose for an adult. It's got the GABA. So it would probably cost $50 to take all this as separate pills. It's $19.95. You take one or two of these, and it just is really clean, restful sleep is what the reviews are. It's what I've experienced. And it just synergistically puts everything in there. InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Or call 888-253-3139.
This week I went to St. Louis, Missouri to cover the radioactive landfill that is, of course, threatening a state of emergency for many counties there in St. Louis, Missouri. Of course, I took this particular task personally. I spent some formative years there. And a lot of stuff has gone on in St. Louis, has a very sordid history, including a lot of secret testing on the population there. Now, I wanted to give you some background information on the chemical works company that was largely responsible for dumping all of this toxic waste from the Manhattan Project throughout St. Louis. That was Mallinckrodt Chemical Works. One of the things I wasn't able to get to in this video that we're about to show you is some of the secret testing that was going on between Mallinckrodt and their employees. They employed a company doctor. They knew that their workers were being exposed to really high levels of uranium and other radioactive materials. And they said, well, wow, now we've got this really large population of people who are getting super high doses of radiation. So maybe we should just go ahead and see what happens to these people. I was able to obtain some documents that we'll call her a whistleblower, was able to obtain via FOIA request. Denise Brock was actually working on behalf of a lot of families of nuclear workers to try and help them get some aid, because, of course, this didn't die with their grandparents who might have died working there in those nuclear factories. They have birth defects, as well as some of the areas are poisoned now. These people are having these very rare cancers. So we can dock him on some of these secret office memorandums where they're kind of talking about, you know, what's the potential liability among the long-term Mallinckrodt employees? Not, you know, how can we help these employees? But hey, how's this going to affect us? And so they wanted to have this estimate of cumulative multiple exposures to radioactive material. The report shows that there are 17 employees whose lungs have had more than 1,000 ram of exposure. And then they go on talking about how there were thousands of employees who stuff like this was happening to. They say it was recognized that pending elimination of excessive exposures, pending that, I mean, we're going to go ahead and try and stop them from being exposed. But here we have a unique opportunity to conduct clinical studies on a fairly large size population whose radiation exposure for several years had been considerably in excess of any group for which data are available. So they go on to talk about how they're going to go ahead and observe these health effects on them as well as their family, even going so far as to do autopsies on these employees without the family's consent, all to find out these long-term effects of chronic occupational exposure to penetrating external ionizing radiation. And, you know, there's another article here about, oh, sorry, we spilled a bunch of barium in the street on a road to the St. Louis airport, and you can just see the sense of urgency they had with dealing with this barium spill. Oh, 15 days ago, we'll give it a few more weeks before we really go ahead and take care of it. So this is Mallinckrodt, who then morphed into, this is Mallinckrodt Chemical Works, who of course then morphed into Mallinckrodt Pharmaceutical Corp, who is in business today. They are the world's market leader in selling medicinal street drugs, basically. So these are legal. The DEA is helping them get it in. This is an article from 1988, how Coca-Cola obtains its coca. And they're basically saying, you know, Coca-Cola used to have cocaine and its ingredients. Now they take that out of there and they give this cocaine to St. Louis pharmaceutical manufacturer Mallinckrodt, who is the only company in the United States licensed to purify the product for medicinal use. So Big Pharma wants to sell cocaine, perfectly fine. Leanne McAdoo reporting for Infowars.com. Of course, we are here covering the state of emergency with the radioactive landfill in Westlake. And of course, no trip to St. Louis to cover that would be complete without looking a little deeper into the company that was largely responsible for dumping all of this nuclear waste secretly around St. Louis. That would be Mallinckrodt Chemical Works. Now, Mallinckrodt Chemical Works began processing uranium in 1942 for the first atomic bomb. Once they started running out of space at their facility, they started shipping these radioactive waste containers off-site throughout different parts of St. Louis. Here's an old picture you can see. These materials were stored in bulk on the ground, open to the elements, and they were unattended. And they left them right next to Coldwater Creek, which we have been interviewing a lot of people here who were actually poisoned by this nuclear radioactive material being in Coldwater Creek. Of course, it would get into the floodplain, get into people's crops. This area here is now currently dealing with thorium being found in their backyard. So this is a huge issue. These people are still having to deal with this today. Now, Mallinckrodt, they got out of the atomic weapons business, and today they're actually Mallinckrodt Pharmaceuticals. And check out their website. I mean, hello. I don't really need to get into the details with that. But Mallinckrodt Pharmaceuticals is basically a world market leader in medicinal controlled substances. That's right. They are one of the largest importers of opium, coca leaves for cocaine, as well as poppy, raw opium. And some of the things that they manufacture: codeine, hydrocodone, morphine products, opium, oxycodone. So all of the things that you know, other controlled substances. And so they are making these products that you're hearing a lot about with drug overdoses and things like that. So, you know, going from making nuclear weapons to other ticking time bombs that are affecting our present day society. Now, check this out. So you can go to the U.S. Department of Justice into their Office of Diversion Control, and you can see where they have gone with the Drug Enforcement Administration to be known as importers of these controlled substances. So this was just May 2015 that they filed for that, and they filed for phenylacetone, coca leaves, raw opium, and poppy straw concentrate. And so the summary is basically that the Drug Enforcement Agency grants Mallinckrodt registration as an importer of these controlled substances. And then, of course, you can take a look at the other page where they say it's a manufacturer's notice. So then they also have to go ahead and give them the thumbs up that, yes, they can use these controlled substances to create all of these controlled substances. So these are medicinal controlled. These are the ones that are given the thumbs up, even though they are made with the same drugs that we're apparently trying to stop with the drug war. So are they just working directly with the drug cartels to bring in the coca leaves and the raw opium over the border? Or is the DEA helping them ship it right in? Now, think about that. We already know that our soldiers are protecting the opium fields there in Afghanistan. And since we've been there protecting them, it's actually increased about 90%+. So it doesn't put two and two. And of course, Mallinckrodt isn't the only pharmaceutical company that is importing these drugs. They're just the world market leader. Now, it's the U.S. Department of Justice that's obviously making this huge push
to ban guns and take guns away from everyone. But we'll look at 2013. So in 2013, they would say about 12,000 people were killed in gun violence in the United States. 30 people a day, so that's, you know, about 12,000 people. We'll take a look at the overdose death rates from pharmaceutical drugs in 2013. 25,000 total from prescription drugs, male and female. 25,000 in 2013. If you're looking just at opioid pain relievers, which is what Mallinckrodt specializes in, 18,000, 16,000 here. So much, much more than gun violence. You can look at the fact of abuse here. 6.2 million Americans abuse prescription type drugs, non-medicinal purposes, more than cocaine, heroin, hallucinogens, and inhalants combined. These are obviously young people. There is an increase in young adults abusing these prescription pills. And then just looking in one metro area alone, more than half of the deaths involved these prescription opiates. So this is just one metro area that they're kind of collating this data from. So as you can see, drug overdoses and pharmaceutical drugs are always popping up in these mass shootings, right? But they never want to talk about the pharmaceuticals. They never want to point out how that is always one of the key indicators in these mass shootings. It's always the guns, when clearly prescription opioids are much more dangerous, killing many more people than guns here in America. That's what we need to be talking about. So that, I thought, was a really interesting, a little bit of information going back with Mallinckrodt Chemical Works, who is, you know, largely responsible for contaminating the St. Louis area while they were secretly dumping off this nuclear material. And they're continuing to contaminate the population of the United States today. Stay tuned to InfoWars.com for more reports.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com. Break down why you're so proud of these filters.
Well, I mean, this the Alexa Pure is really a culmination of all of my experience. It was posed to me as an extremely challenging project. They wanted a product that would actually operate without any electricity, so it had no pressure. You had to do it all by gravity, and they needed... They really effectively said, we need everything imaginable to be removed efficiently, way higher than 99%. And so the result was, it's an extreme challenge. Worked on it for quite a long time. And basically what we've done is we created the only filter, to my knowledge, that hits all three. It will remove effectively all the major metals, all the major nonmetals such as fluoride. It will take out all known microbiological threats, including viral, bacterial, and cyst. And it will take out organic chemicals of pretty much everything without exception. It's a very, very powerful device. I don't believe that there's anything else out there in the world that can do that, especially under gravity flow conditions. The fit and finish are fantastic. No compromise was made on the quality of the construction. So, I mean, it's really a remarkable achievement on their part, and I feel very proud, actually, to be part of the team that put that together.
What's your view overall on fluoride?
Well, okay, so we actually tested against both the fluoride ion and the fluorosilicate that you mentioned, which is the additive that people put into water under federal control, and basically we removed both of them with equal efficiency. So we wanted to be sure that no matter how fluoride is added to the water, it can be intercepted and removed. So that's how we've dealt with that. All I can tell you is that we tested against all known fluoride chemicals that are added to water, the new ones and the old ones, and we removed them all of equal efficiency.
And it's your belief that this is the best gravity-fed filter of the design out there available to the public?
Without a doubt. I mean, most of these gravity flow filters are at best simple particulate filters. They remove dirt and debris, sediment. They're not going to be capable of intercepting a viral particle to the degree we're talking quantitative reduction below detection. No one can touch that kind of capability.
Well, I'm impressed, and I want to thank you so much for your time today. It is the AlexaPure Pro family of water filtration systems available discounted exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank Mr. Redhawk for allowing us to be part of the launch of this. It's on sale right now for their main unit, $177. Leading competitors that aren't even as good or more than that. And they've also got the survival spring type straw system for survival that is an absolute must-have.
This night was considered part of a pageant of festivals that were you know, of course, pagan in origin. They were satanic in origin. They were basically, you know, ways of celebrating the change of seasons. And of course, in the Northern Hemisphere, this is when the nights started getting longer and the weather started getting colder. And it was believed that on this night, or Halloween night, that the god of the dead was going to die and then be reborn later. And of course, he was reborn on the next feast, which would have been Yule, which is December 23rd, 24th, somewhere in there. And so this time that he was dying was a time of great fear in these people. And so the way they dealt with that is by human sacrifice. They felt that if they could shed enough blood, especially the blood of children, that they could somehow let this passing of their god be a propitious one. You know, and of course, this is all really evil, but we see it even in the Bible, the idea of Molech, the idea of Chemosh, the god of the Moabites, all these different cultures all celebrated this festival by child sacrifice, by throwing babies into a flaming idol or something equally awful. And this is the origins of Halloween. And the problem is that even to this day, it is still a high satanic holiday. It's still a high witch holiday. And that means if you're celebrating it, you're celebrating, you know, basically what some Satanists believe is the devil's birthday. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't want to do anything to celebrate about the devil. At some time, you know, in the early Christian era, the Catholic Church decided to try and sort of baptize Halloween and Samhain, and they called it All Hallows Eve. They associated it with All Saints Day and All Souls Day, which is November 1st on the liturgical calendar. You can't take something that's evil and like slap some paint on it and all of a sudden it's good. You know, and the trouble is that in many cultures, I mean, this is kind of a universal thing. Like many, many people might know that in Latino countries, they have the Day of the Dead on this day when people, you know, run around dressed up as skeletons and all of that. And it's very similar to Halloween. They just call it by a different name. And see, I don't think that we should be celebrating death. I think we should be celebrating life. Halloween was actually illegal in the days of the Puritans. It was really illegal all through the 18th and a lot of the 19th century in America. And it was only when the influx of Irish immigrants started in the 19th century, some of my ancestors came over here and they brought Halloween with them. And you know how in our country we see that things gradually have gotten more and more, you know, lax or whatever word you want to use. And so people began to celebrate. And of course now it's become a huge marketing thing. I mean, they're trying to make it as big as Christmas. And, but the trouble is, again, it's evil. And, I would just like to share briefly why I'm so passionate about this. I had a personal experience with Halloween when I was 10 years old. And I was out trick-or-treating, And this was, you know, way back before there was anything really sinister about it. You know, I think I was dressed as a little clown or something going door to door getting candy. And I actually was walking down the street. It was Halloween night, beautiful October evening in the Midwest. And I looked up. And as I looked up, I saw the sky was just full of demons. And just black, leathery things with red eyes, and their eyes just stared into me. And I could feel something unclean hit my soul at that moment. And I believe at that moment my soul was defiled by the demonic spirits that surround Halloween. And, you know, after that, I can look at my life, even as a young child, that I gradually began to be interested in the occult and, you know, various weird things. And by the time, of course, I was in college, I'd become a witch. So I think that the danger to children, especially because children are more vulnerable, but even to adults, it's a dangerous time. And we really encourage parents to pray over their children during this season, to not let their children run around alone. And to not let them go trick-or-treat, you know, but rather have some kind of fun that you can do as a family. Again, in the British Isles and in probably Northern Europe as well, there was this custom of lighting. They were originally called Baal fires, and it related to Baal, who's, of course, a false god. We see Baal even in the Bible, in the Old Testament. And they would use these as a way of trying to keep the sun god from dying, like we were talking earlier about blood sacrifice. And you're right, later on they became known as bone fires, and then over the years got cleaned up to bonfires, because, you know, they would throw animals into it. They might even throw babies into it in some cultures. It was not a good thing. And, you know, because again, this is all about sympathetic magic, about sending forth the lives of innocent beings so that this God, this supposed God, who of course is ultimately really Satan, can live. Back in the ancient times, the idea was, is that these satanic priests would go into a village and they would say, they'd go up to a house at random in that village. And they would, you know, put a mark on the door and say, you have to give us your youngest child or we'll destroy your house. And then we're going to take that child and sacrifice it to the dark god Saman, who's the god of Samhain, the god of death. And of course, if the parents refused, then they would destroy the household. They'd burn the house to the ground. And today, of course, it's more benign, and the kids go and say, give us candy, or we'll soap your windows or teepee your trees or something like that. But, you know, it's not a good thing. And again, you're playing around with diabolical things, and you're playing around with things that are rooted in human sacrifice, animal sacrifice, and child sacrifice. They actually would take, you know, some of the remains of these poor unfortunate children, and they would make candles out of them, and they'd put these inside of either skulls or inside of large gourds or something of that nature. And they would believe that if they pointed this grinning face outward, it would be a sign to the demons to leave this house alone. So it was kind of like a talisman to ward off evil. But of course, the problem is again, you know, there's this very ancient, if you will, cult about the severed head, which is present all over the Northern Europe, all over the British Isles, and how it somehow relates to, well, in the British Isles, it relates to Bran the Blessed, he's called, but in other countries, it relates to other various beings, gods, demons, whatever. And it's all very evil. It's, you know, I mean, would you want to have a thing burning on your doorstep that was made out of, you know, human baby fat or something of that nature? Well, that was a sign that that house was okay then, that it had been, they'd offered up their tithe to hell, so to speak, in the form of their firstborn child, or their youngest child, I'm sorry. And so that's kind of, you know, the meaning of that. And now, of course, we just see it as a sign of you know, of, oh, this house is going along with the Halloween thing. You know, it actually has a much more sinister origin. And see, what people need to understand is that these symbols have a power all their own. I mean, you might say, well, it's just a pumpkin, for heaven's sakes. Well, yeah, it is just a pumpkin. But you see, in magic, in black magic, in the occult, there's this idea of thought forms and egregores. That's the word that's used from Greek. And it means basically something that gets power all of its own over the centuries, over thousands and thousands of years of use, and it kind of demons and strong men come to inhabit it. So even if the person might put this pumpkin out and carve a face on it and whatnot and put a candle in it and think, oh, I'm just kind of being cute like the neighborhood is, you know, it still might very well draw demonic spirits. Originally, they would actually take, you know, some of the leftover remains of the skulls of these children and use them as something to pull out of the water as kind of a macabre game. And, again, there's some sort of meaning behind this, which we do not understand. And this is true of a lot of things. Another thing that comes to mind is the whole thing of witches on a broomstick. You see, that actually goes back to the fact that in the Middle Ages, witches would literally take, see, the symbol of a high priestess's authority was her broomstick, which is called a besom. And she would, on certain nights of the year, when they were like planting crops or whatever, they would go out and they would jump around the field after they planted the crop on these broomsticks. And they believed that the higher they jumped, that's how high the crops were. So again, we're talking about sympathetic magic, what's called folk magic. And it was believed that as they did this, that it would make the ground more fertile and whatnot. And of course, some people that weren't witches were probably spying to see, ooh, what are these witches doing? And they saw them, you know, jumping around this field, and, oh, they're going to take off and they're going to fly. You know, just like, you know, some birds take a while to get off the ground.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there. And I know this for a fact. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2.
I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there.
Take advantage of this at InfoWarsLife.com.
And why wearing a Hillary for President t-shirt might get you punched in the face.
They thought it said Hillary for President. He said, I was seconds away from sending my bar back over here to punch you in the face. Since you're wearing a Hillary for Prison shirt, you don't have to buy drinks here. Everything's on the house.
Hillary's not surging, I tell you that. They're not saying that. They're not saying that. Thank you.
Donald Trump endorses Hillary for Prison. Get your Hillary for Prison 2016 t-shirt at the InfoWars store. And on the back it says, legalize freedom. Show your disapproval of Hillary by buying your t-shirt today.
But what she's done is criminal.
This is an American president. Just add puppet, then vote and repeat every 4 years.
Well, joining me in studio now is journalist and author Jim Mars. Jim, you know, you were on the Alex Jones show today, and I just had to get you in here for the nightly news. We always enjoy your commentary on what's going on in the world. So welcome back.
Lots going on in the world.
Yeah.
And well, good, bad, and indifferent.
Yes. And then, you know, same old same. Nothing new under the sun. So let's just go ahead and look at some of the hot topics we've got on InfoWars.com. Here's one, Putin saying that anthropogenic climate change is a geostrategic weapon. He's saying that globalists want to undermine Russia's thriving energy sector.
Right. Well, you know, first let's look at the term anthropic, okay, which means man-made. That's what it means. What he's saying is that these claims that our SUVs and our cars and our, you know, our industries and everything are totally wrecking the world. He's calling that into question, as have many other people. But, you know, a good portion of that comes down to the controversy over fracking, which is short for hydraulic fracturing, which is where they drill a deep well and then they pump up to 8 million gallons of water under high pressure down there. But it's not just the water. They put in chemicals,
right,
including heavy metals, arsenic, aluminum,
it's fine,
lead,
it's totally
everything you don't want.
Right.
Okay. Along with, I understand sometimes they'll put steel ball bearings down there. So when they force open cracks in the ground strata, it keeps them open. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, there's a lot, big controversy going on about that because they have found that it destroys water wells.
Right.
Okay. It creates earthquakes. Oklahoma, for example, up until about 1970, only had maybe one earthquake a year. And now they're having 30 and 40 in certain areas. And they've even done studies and shown that it's due to fracking.
Right.
Now, the whole rationale for fracking is that peak oil. Well, we're running out of oil, and in our industrial society, we have to have oil to keep going, to progress, and to move into the future. And number one, I'm not even sure that's true. But the idea that we're running out of oil has been disproven.
Right.
Over and over again. 2014, 2015, oil production was at levels higher than ever before. But the main thing is somebody tries to tell you that we're running out of oil, just tell them, well, go check out the Bakken Rock Formation, B-A-K-K-E-N. That's a huge underground reservoir of petroleum that they've discovered up in North Dakota and Wyoming and into Canada. And the experts have said, and of course they keep this quiet because they want to keep the gasoline prices up, but the experts have said that there's enough untapped petroleum there to last us at increased rates of consumption for more than 2,000 years.
Wow.
Okay. But hey, we don't want to do that, do we?
No.
Because we're choking ourselves to death.
We'd rather destroy the water supply and
let everyone know
it's completely okay. Like the EPA was telling the residents in St. Louis while I was there that it's okay that the uranium and the radium and the thorium is making its way northwest, you know, because it's moving away from your neighborhood. Meanwhile, the very area it's moving to is where they get their drinking water from. So this is how we're just being told. It's kind of the left hand doesn't know what the right is doing. And it's people are just wising up to all of this. So what do you think about the fact that Putin seems to be calling out this administration or the globalist agenda at every turn? Now, even with what's going on in Syria, with him moving in, now Obama just announced today that he's going to also be sending troops on the ground in Syria to fight ISIS.
Which he promised not to do.
Hey, he's broken every other promise he's made.
What else is new?
Right. And so what is this going to be, like a proxy war with Russia, essentially? Or?
Well, it's going to, you know, we better keep close watch on this because the fear is that they get over there, they may end up getting a firefight between American troops and Russian troops.
Right.
Or the worst case scenario is if we try to like declare our no fly zones, or we're flying our aircraft up there and maybe that we get hit by an anti-aircraft missile from a Russian plane or vice versa. This could get really sticky.
Yeah.
But I got to hand it to Putin, okay? We have tried to say that we went in there trying to save freedom in Syria. And, of course, what we're really trying to do, and nobody makes any bones about it, that we're trying to oust their president,
right.
Assad. Okay?
And we've made that clear
now,
for years.
Now, he's their problem, okay? And if the Syrian people don't want Assad, then let them overthrow him, okay? But we had to go in there, and we sent all of these arms and Stinger missiles, and we sent all this stuff to these guys that so they could throw out Assad. And what does it turn out? They're ISIS.
Right.
We've been arming them.
Or we trained them, and then they defected.
The very people we're now claiming are our worst enemies. So it's really kind of humorous in a way because we say, yeah, we're in there and we're going to try to overthrow Assad. But by the way, ISIS is really bad too.
Yeah.
But we hadn't really been doing anything to them because we created them. So Putin says, oh, well, let me help. Here, I'll send some troops too and help you fight ISIS.
Yeah. No,
don't do that because they're our people.
Yeah. You know? And that's actually what happened. Came out in the news and said, oh, they've seemed to have taken out some of our moderate rebels that we've trained and spent, what was it, $50 million, some ridiculous amount of money to train 5 fighters. So ridiculous. So now I wanted to kind of
talk
about...
Well, they did catch them all in the same bar.
Yeah, exactly.
One missile and they're all gone.
So I want to talk a little bit about...
Well, you know, wait, before we get off of that.
Yeah.
This actually is kind of funny, it's kind of ironic, and it's kind of like, wait a minute, whose side are we on? What's going on here? But actually, we're talking about our tax money.
Right.
This is my money. This is your money. This is your money.
Yeah.
And they're frittering it away, creating false enemies that the Russians take advantage of and say, well, here, we'll come help you fight them. And then we're stuck because we can't say, well, no, don't do that.
And wanting to raise the debt ceiling and raise spending. And you're right. That's our tax money. That it is time for people to stop being so complacent about it. Well, Jim, I wanted to.
And what do you do? Tell your friends and neighbors to tune in to InfoWars.
InfoWars.com.
And
I wanted to give you a little time to talk about what you're doing here in Texas, as well as visiting us here in the InfoWars studio. But you're actually going to be in Bastrop, Texas, talking about a secret space program.
That's right. That's tomorrow and Sunday. I think it's in the Bastrop Community Center, and it's the Secret Space Program Conference. Now, to a lot of people, that's going to seem really, really weird and really far out there.
Hey, it's Halloween weekend.
There you go. Hey, it is. It's Halloween, so just play like it's another trick. But it's not. We have pretty much abandoned space. The space shuttle is no longer flying. You see, I'm old enough to remember before we went to the moon, the idea was we're going to go to the moon and we're going to set up colonies.
Right.
And we're going to mine the resources and minerals of the moon, and it was going to pay for the space program. Well, we went up there about six times and said, nothing there. And by the way, are you aware that after the last Apollo mission, we still had 22 of those Atlas rockets that put them up into space ready to go for more space missions? They just shut it down. And something's going on.
Right.
And there's two aspects of that. One has to do with extraterrestrials, space aliens, if you want to call it that. Mm-hmm. I won't go there because that's really a weird issue, you know. The other thing, though, that also happened at the same time that shut down our official overt space program is because we had an unofficial covert space program.
Absolutely. And you wouldn't even doubt that something like that is going on just because we have all of these covert ops, these secret agencies. You only get to see the surface of what's actually going on.
Exactly.
So you're going to get into the secret space program there. I guess people can find that information up on your website.
Right. You can find that on my site, jimmars.com, or you could go and just type in Secret Space Program Conference. And by the way, it's not just me. There's some other very, very knowledgeable people. My friend Linda Moulton Howe will be there, and I think Stan Freeman and other competent people who have been at this for a long time.
Well, that'll be really, really interesting to hear. My brother-in-law works for NASA, and of course, he's really upset about the fact that they've pretty much been frozen thanks to this current administration. We only got about 40 seconds left. What do you think about the live exorcism that's going to be performed tonight on live television in the Exorcist House there in St. Louis?
Oh, another dog and pony show. It might be good entertainment, but I would hesitate to think that we're actually going to see the devil appear.
I don't know. It's going to be on live TV. They can't do anything with the cameras and stuff.
Kind of like opening Al Capone's safe.
Yeah.
They'll find there's no demon in there.
Well, hopefully more.
But happy Halloween anyway.
Yes, exactly. Happy Halloween, and be sure to pull out your greatest racist costume. All right, guys. Well, that's it for the show tonight. We will see you here again Monday, 7 p.m. Central.
Knockout is back. If you want a product that has 10 known ingredients that naturally get your body to relax, your brain to relax, so you get deep, restful sleep, Knockout's it. InfoWarsLife.com. L-theanine, hops flower extract, lemon balm extract, valerian root extract, chamomile flower extract, L-tryptophan extract, melatonin, and more. All organic, all the natural sources. It's the same price as leading brands of melatonin that are 3 milligrams a piece. It has 3 milligram, the standard recommended dose for an adult. It's got the GABA. So it would probably cost $50 to take all this as separate pills. It's $19.95. You take one or two of these
And it just is really clean, restful sleep is what the reviews are. It's what I've experienced. And it just synergistically puts everything in there.
InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Or call 888-253-3139.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. And your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.